Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to this week's Impact Wrestling Press Pass podcast. This is Ross Foreman, and first welcome, open his phone up, Josh Matthews. Josh, how you doing today?
I don't feel good.
Okay, well, we'll move right along, and just I'm sure you have a lot of news for us, so just get right to it. But I do hope you're feeling better.
That's what I was waiting for. I was about to yell at you for not offering well wishes towards a speedy recovery.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to say, I talked to you an hour ago. You didn't say you were even sick. You were anything. Otherwise, I would have said, hey, how you feeling? It's been an hour.
Yeah, no, I know. Let's see. Friday night, Impact this Friday. Ace Austin is going to be in competition for the, I think it's his debut, right? It's tomorrow, the 8th? Yeah, so Ace Austin makes his Impact debut. This is a dude who's been, you know, tearing it up on the independent scene. He's been in some great matches. He's like Ace Austin, like JT Dunn and these guys. I feel like these are the next wave of big time stars in the near future in the world of professional wrestling. So if you want to know where Ace Austin got his start on television, you can see it tomorrow night on Impact Wrestling. Alicia Edwards has a major announcement. Ross, I heard that she's leaving Eddie for you. Is that true?
Let's talk about Ace before we talk about Alicia. I'm going to go on record and say it is going to be a breakout 2019 for Ace Austin.
But what about Alicia Edwards leaving Eddie for you? Is that true?
I cannot confirm nor deny anything.
Okay. The Dark War goes down as the battle for Allie's soul is up for grabs. Allie teams with Sue and the Undead Maid of Honor to take on Jordan Grace, Kiera Hogan, and Rosemary as she makes her return to Impact Wrestling.
Hey, Josh, I got to ask you.
Sorry to interrupt me, Ross. Go ahead.
I am. But there's rumors you're going for her soul as well because you have the darkest soul of all.
No, I do have a dark soul, don't I? But no, I don't. Some say I'm soulless. I'm looking forward to seeing that match and calling it. The arena's going to be red. It's going to look pretty cool. Lucha Brothers and the Rascals, which I think will be a fun match. And then Rich Swann versus Ethan Page. That match actually kicks off the night. I'm actually going through photos of this show right now. A lot of great memories from when we were just in Las Vegas not too long ago. So that's what's happening tomorrow on Impact. And then as I open up my calendar here and sort of look at what's going on over the next several weeks here, the next thing we have, we've got Impact Wrestling in Windsor on the 22nd and 23rd. You can go to BotusWrestling.com right now and get your tickets. We're going to be rolling out some matches for Windsor here in the near future, so you can kind of get an idea of what's going to be going on in Windsor. It's going to be really cool to see what goes down in Windsor at the end of the month. And then keep going forward here. Ross, I'm going to Disneyland at the end of March. You cannot come with me.
Well, you didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't. It's spring break. April 4th, United We Stand. We're going to announce a new match. Let's just do it right now for United We Stand. We'll get the graphic out here as soon as this call's over, or if our social media team's listening, then they can ask me for this, and we'll get it up. I'm pretty sure I have it. Maybe I don't have it. Fatal 4-Way for the Knockouts. I don't have the match. Fatal 4-Way for the Knockouts Championship. I do have it. Ty Valkyrie defends against Rosemary, Jordan Grace, and Katie Forbes. She'll be coming to Impact for the first time, and she'll be in this Fatal 4-Way Knockouts Championship match at United We Stand. So you got Rob Van Dam and Sabu against the Lucha Brothers. This Knockouts Fatal 4-Way. You've got the Ultimate X match. You've got so much happening on this night. I can't wait for it. April 4th. Tickets are still available. Premium tickets are sold out. Tickets are still available. General admission tickets for United We Stand. And the show starts at 11, but at 9 p.m. we're going to start the IRL portion of the show on Twitch. The show, of course, is on Fight TV, but at 9 we'll do IRL on Twitch, and you can see. You know, we'll probably have some dinner first and then go to the show. And at 10:30, there's going to be a match, a Russell Pro Showcase, Cam and Fala I believe, against the Heavenly Bodies, and we're going to do that match IRL. So this is cool, right, Ross? So, like, we're going to be in the crowd or right behind the guys, no announcers, just ambient sound, IRL style of that match at United We Stand, and I think that would be pretty cool.
Very cool.
So that's, like I said, tickets are still available, ImpactWrestling.com, premium seats, sold out for United We Stand. That's April. And then we move forward. We've got an announcement coming either later today or tomorrow for something happening on April 12th, which I think is totally special. Critical Transformation is going to take place as well in April. And then Rebellion, of course, is live Sunday, April 28th, from the Rebel Entertainment Complex in Toronto. That'll be on pay-per-view, and VIP packages, limited VIP packages, are available right now for ImpactWrestling.com. And then when I said 9 o'clock for the IRL-style show, going back to April 4th, we're also going to be doing autographs and meet and greets and photo ops with all the guys that will be battling at United We Stand. Anybody that's not at a show, making their way over. It's been a lot of fun during the travel for these shows, my God. But 9 o'clock, get there early if you're coming to United We Stand and meet the stars, hang out, meet us. We'll be there. And looking forward to talking to everybody on April 4th on Thursday. So, Ross, my little fact checker, how do we do?
We're good. I do want to make one addition for the media. On April 4th, if you're there early, in that 9:30 to 10:30 range, we're going to open it up for media availability to talk to the stars. If you want one-on-ones with, you know, Eddie Edwards, for instance, someone who's on the show, let me know. We will accommodate any media needs, 9:30 to 10:30 at United We Stand in Rahway, New Jersey.
Well, Ross, what do you think? Are we done?
I think as far as news updates, that's pretty good. Should we bring in the Queen Bee?
I guess so. I mean, is she on the line? Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, see if we got the Queen Bee. Welcome to the Impact Wrestling Press Pass podcast.
Thanks, Ross. Thanks, Josh, for that really, really awesome, warm welcome. Well, I don't know. Is she here? Is she on the line? I'll be sure to do your intro this time next week. Hi, Ron.
Hey, well, hold on. Before you talk to Ross, here's the problem. I can hear you in whatever part of our house you're in, and then 2 seconds later, I hear you on the press pass. So you're going to have to go into, like, a room or something.
I've been dealing with that for the last 10 minutes, so you can go in the basement or take a walk if it's bothering you.
It's too cold out there.
Is there a short pier he can walk on by chance?
A short pier? No, Ross. I'll go into one of the bedrooms in this house.
One of the suites. Okay. Well, Madison Rain, welcome back to Impact Wrestling.
Thanks, Ross. I'm so excited. It's only, like, according to social media, like the 300th time, right?
Well, within 250 to 300, somewhere in that range.
Are you getting tired of welcoming me back again?
Never. Never gets old welcoming you back.
Thank you.
I mean, in all the commitments I've gotten all those text messages you send me, hey, I want to be able, I'm available for this interview and to this, anything you, I mean, you're the best.
Ross, I don't know if I even still have your phone number. I've not sent you one text. Not
that's impossible.
Hey, Madison, as it were.
Uh-huh.
Baseball season's right around the corner, and Ross is the hookup for the Cubs. So maybe,
well, it's actually,
maybe
preseason has already started, and that was actually coming out of my mouth had you not cut me off. But
gotcha.
Maybe I'll
gotcha.
Turn it down a gear. Sorry, Ross. I'll make sure I've got your number. I won't text you.
So you don't have my number and you want Cubs tickets?
Yeah, that's good, right?
You realize you have zero chance if you go through Josh to get these tickets.
Oh. Wow.
You want Cubs tickets? I'll give you Cubs tickets. You'll be sitting at the Seattle Mariners Stadium.
Well, the Cubs just recently followed me on Twitter, which I had a real moment about, so maybe I can just bypass you and do it myself.
All right, well, good luck to you on that one.
Thanks. Anyway, more relevant topics. Let's talk about wrestling.
Let's just look at the NACAS division.
Okay.
Your thoughts? Taya holding the title right now, but plenty of title contenders.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Taya is the current knockouts champion. Nor does it surprise me that before her, it was Tessa. I mean, the last time I was here, about a year ago, I stepped into the ring with both of them. And I've gone on record to say that they're two of the toughest, most talented opponents that I've ever been in the ring with. So I'm not surprised by that. I'm happy for both of those girls, and I'm happy for the knockouts division, because to have either of those two women championing this group of incredible athletes, I think is a huge testament to the division, to the company's commitment to keeping the division strong. And I'm excited to be back and be part of it and to get back into contendership for that title.
So many contenders. Obviously you mentioned Tessa. I mean, you got Joan Grace, you got Kira Hogan. Who knows what Scarlett Bordeaux can bring in a match? How do you find
Yeah, and I mean, Sue was, you know, the last time I came face-to-face with Sue, I ended up getting stuffed in a box. So there's something to be said about her abilities in the ring, too. I've never had a match with Jordan Grace. I've shared many locker rooms with her, so I'm excited at the opportunity to get in the ring with her. And I have sung Kiera's praises countless times, so would love to step into the ring against or with Kira in my corner at some point in time.
All righty. Well, with that, media, we're going to open up four questions. You have questions for Madison Rain. You got a question for Josh Matthews. Star 6 to get in queue. Please identify yourself and your media outlet in one question and one question at a time.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
Hi, guys. It's Lee May from Live Radio over here in the UK, and it actually goes towards both of you. In the past, we saw a very entertaining web piece called With This Ring. Now you're back together, can we expect to see that return to ImpactWrestling.com?
I think that it was a fun show, and I think that we did some things on there that, you know, we had like a live event section where we talked about where you would see the talent over the weekend. And we had a fun producer named Hannah who did a lot with that show. I think if we were to do anything going forward, you'll see a lot of IRL on Twitch from us. Right now, I don't think you'll see anything like super scheduled. I think it'll just be one of those, hey, we're going to get in the car and ride to the gym. Let's bring that IRL backpack and turn that on and, you know, be on Twitch for a little while. I think that's kind of where we are with Impact in 2019 and going forward. I think that, you know, in a perfect world, we would have like a schedule and, you know, every Wednesday we would commit to a few hours and maybe we'll get there. But I think in the general beginning of things, you know, I think the IRL stuff sort of impromptu, you know, if somebody from the wrestling world comes to visit our house, like, hey, let's turn this thing on and have a conversation. So I think that's what you'll see first before you see any, you know, produced shows from us.
Okay, cheers, guys. It was very, very entertaining, and it was a great piece to watch.
Thank you. We had fun.
Thank you.
Josh, am I going to get invited over to the house?
Let's talk about those baseball tickets first, Ross.
That depends on where we're sitting. At the Cubs game.
I have a balcony. Second, third, fourth balcony.
Hey, Ross, did Josh ever tell you the story about the last time we went to the Cubs game?
Why don't you tell me? Because I'm sure that was a jaded perspective from Josh.
Well, and how you so graciously were able to get us on Wrigley Field, which, I mean, for any baseball fan, let alone a Cubs fan, is like a once in a lifetime Christmas morning type opportunity. And Josh got me there just in time to see the tail end of the opposing team's batting practice.
Did you miss the Cubs batting practice? Did I not tell you, Josh, to get her there early?
I don't know what happened, Ross. When the ticket said, like, gate opens at 10, I messed up. I did. And all that means is that you have to get us tickets to get. Why didn't you come with us, by the way, to the last game?
I think I was out of town.
Yeah, I think so, too. So the next time you're out of town, let us know, and then we'll head to Chicago. And it'll be a lot of fun.
I'll make you a better deal. Madison, why don't you come to Chicago? You and I will go to a Cubs game and we leave Josh.
I thought Alicia was leaving Eddie for you. What are you trying to do here?
It's gonna be the three of us. I told you I had three tickets.
Oh, anyway, let's move on to another question.
Hey, Ross and I are on the show, okay? Not you.
Thank you.
Hello, hi. This is Riju from SportsHeeda. Madison,
hey,
I wanted to ask you if Josh is coming to India anytime soon.
If Josh is coming to India?
Riju, let me smarten her up. Madison, every week, Riju, for the period of about, I don't know, 4 months, his question was, when are we coming back to India? And now we just joke around that that's what he's going to ask. So by him asking that, that was great, Riju. That was very funny. Well done, sir.
I'll send him anytime. Anytime you need him, I'll send him your way.
One way, please. Please.
Fantastic. My real question is, what brought you back to Impact Wrestling this time around? And having done so much already, what else do you hope to accomplish in the company?
Yeah, so to answer your first question, what brought me back is the fact that Impact Wrestling is home for me. And I've said many, many times how grateful I am for every opportunity that last year gave to me, including being here at Impact Wrestling. But all of my appearances here last year, none of them were under contract. So it was just a short visit back to Impact last year. And I was able to go out and I was able to see literally every corner of the wrestling world. And at the end of the day, I have written so many chapters in my career. I've got quite a few left to write, but I want to make sure that those are written here at home at Impact Wrestling. And also, as Ross and I discussed briefly, the quality of the Knockouts division. And I've said this before, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I really feel like Impact Management is doing an incredible job of bringing top talent into this women's division. And I didn't want to miss out on being part of it right now. So that is what brought me back. As far as what I have left to prove, I think was essentially the second question. It's the same as what I have proven over the last 10 years. Tom Brady didn't just win a Super Bowl or two and then decide that was enough. You know, you want to be at the top. You want to continue to do what you do to the best of your ability. And for me, proving to myself and to everyone who's been on this crazy journey with me over the last 10 years, proving that I'm still at the top of my game means being Knockouts champion. So that's what my goals are. That's what I hope to prove during these next couple of years with Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, thanks, Raju. Really appreciate it. Did you have another question, buddy, or is that it for now?
That's it for me, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And, I think the one thing, too, is that when it was announced you're back, it just didn't know you're back. And to your point from a little while ago, last time you were here was just as a visitor, right? And now that's not the case anymore, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, you ruined that surprise before the words could come out of my mouth when we were on our way to Dayton and announced that I'm back, that I have signed a multi-year deal here at Impact. So this will be my home for the foreseeable future.
How did I ruin that?
I hadn't said it, and you announced it. Signed a multi-year deal. Okay, well, that's mine to tell. You have a bad habit of Anytime I have exciting news, you want to be the one to broadcast it. Remember that time that I was going to go do a thing within the wrestling community and you said it on a podcast before I was able to announce it?
No, I don't recall that at all.
Oh, weird selective memory. Ross, what else?
Ross is out of the line right now. Ross has asked us to vamp for a couple of minutes because Ross's power went out. He's feverishly dialing back in as we speak to get more questions from our friends in the media. So you're stuck with me for the foreseeable future, as you like to put it.
Okay. Well, do you have any questions for me?
I don't really have any questions. I think why don't you talk to one about your new shirt that you got made?
I'm so excited about my new shirt. This is actually my very first ever Madison Rain exclusive Impact Wrestling t-shirt. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited that I was able to help come up with the concept. And then we had an amazing, am I saying it right if I say a graphics artist?
The Bearded Sumo.
Sorry?
The Bearded Sumo.
Right, but did I give him the proper title? Anyway, yeah. So he did a phenomenal job of taking like the loose idea that we came up with and creating something really cool. And so I hope that it's well received, and I hope that when I make my return very, very soon back at Impact Wrestling on television, that I see many of those shirts in the crowd.
Well, they're available now at shopimpact.com, and they'll be available in Windsor when we're there in just a couple of weeks.
Do you have one yet?
Well, no, I should have. They're probably on back order.
Yeah, probably.
So while we wait for Ross, and we appreciate you guys still waiting on the line to ask whatever questions you may have, don't forget that tonight at 7:30 Eastern Time, for free, you can download the Hangtime app, and you can play wrestling trivia with me at 7:30, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm getting more and more text messages here. Nick Hausman just asked if he could text me questions. Yes, Nick, you can. Can you tell us the main difference? This is from Nick Hausman of WrestlingInc.com. He wants to know the main difference between working for Impact as opposed to anywhere else that you've worked, WWE, Ring of Honor. What's the main difference?
Well, I guess the main difference goes back to my personal feeling that Impact is home, and I'm given a lot of creative freedom here at Impact. In the last 3 to 4 years, I've really started becoming more vocal about what I want Madison Rain to be and do, and that's always been well received. That's not to take away from any of the other companies that I've had the opportunity to work for. Each one has brought something unique to me, and I've learned everywhere that I've gone, and I've been able to, really be poured into by some incredible people along the way, and so I'm thankful for all of that. But again, at the end of the day, it just comes down to this is home. I love this company. I have loved this company since they gave me an opportunity, probably before I deserved it, and the locker room is second to none, and I'm just excited to be part of it again.
Nick has two more questions. The first one is, do you feel the Knockouts division is given the credit for the current women's revolution?
I don't like that question. No offense. I've been asked that question several times, and I just don't like it because I don't think that you can highlight one specific group and say, they did it. They're the reason for it. I think that this has been an ongoing uphill battle for women in professional wrestling for many, many years, long before any current division of women came into the wrestling world. And I've made the point before that without Mae Young, there would be no Mae Young Classic. So what's happening in women's wrestling, although we as women are being given a lot more time and the spotlight is being shined a little brighter on us now, this has been a collaborative effort throughout the years.
And then the last one from Nick is, what do you think of Gail Kim's decision to return to action?
I'm disappointed that I'm not going to be involved in that match, but I'm thrilled. You know, not too many people are as skilled or have the resume that Gail Kim does. And to be honest, I'm really excited that she and Tessa get to experience working with each other in the ring, because I think that that's going to be one of the best women's wrestling, one of the best wrestling matches, I mean, possibly of all time. Those two women are so incredibly talented, and I can't wait to see what happens when they finally step into the ring together next month.
And that'll all play out on Impact Wrestling TV over the next few weeks. And I think it's going to be very cool to see that story play out and how that affects where we're going and Rebellion and the pay-per-view and all of that going forward. We're still waiting on Ross. He says he's about 2 minutes away from jumping back on the line. He doesn't have Wi-Fi. This has literally never happened before on the history of Press Pass. Maybe you intimidated Ross.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I just mess things up, don't I?
Well, no.
It was a joke. He'll be back. He's working on those Cubs tickets right now, feverishly.
Yes, Ross will jump back in, and while we wait for Ross to join us here, Lee from Alive Radio, who I don't know, always. People hide my cell phone number. What do you think of the women's tag team division? Something that Impact's done in the past, and do you think that it should return?
What I think of the women's tag
What do you mean, just women's tag teams in general? Are you a fan of
Why
the women's tag team? Well, because I knew where you were going with your question. It's called being married to you.
It wasn't a question. I was clarifying what I was getting ready to say. Anyway, I think it's awesome that WWE has brought tag team championships into what they're doing. I think they've got a really strong women's division that spans across all of their brands. And I think, I feel like I said this about this time last year about Impact and the Knockouts division. I loved having the tag team championships at the time. I think that right now the Knockouts division, while it's growing and it's incredible and the talent is on another level, I don't think that it's deep enough to warrant tag team titles being brought back into the picture yet. But I do think that if it continues to grow the way that it has been, that it should be something that is at least a talking point, maybe in the future.
Okay. We've got some Facebook questions and some YouTube questions. This one's from Dougie Bellamy. Dougie says that you're a future Hall of Famer. Who would you want to induct you when the day finally comes?
Ooh, well, thank you for that compliment. Who would I want to induct me? I guess the first name that comes to mind would be Gail Kim. Gail and I have a long storied history at Impact, and what better way to potentially be inducted into the Hall of Fame than by the first ever Knockout inducted into the Impact Hall of Fame.
Okay, that goes to our next question here. I'm multitasking. Dez Ainsworth, how'd you get out of the Undead Realm? Any plans on continuing your battle with Sue Young? I'd like to know how you got out of the Undead Realm, too. Where you been for the past 3 months? We've missed you.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. When? Where did I go?
Yeah. Let's go to the Justin Grant question from Facebook. What are some of the lessons that you learned from your time away from Impact Wrestling and with the other companies that you worked for?
I feel like I stepped away from Impact Wrestling at the perfect time, and I feel like I went to, you know, going to WWE after 13 years of chasing this dream was, I feel like it was a moment that I needed to make my career feel like it was complete when it does come to an end. So I am eternally grateful for that opportunity to compete at the Mae Young Classic, and with so many of my close friends within the wrestling community made it even better. And, you know, being part of Ring of Honor taught me to get back in the gym and get back in the ring and really reinvent myself as a wrestler and push me to really step up my game. So I'm thankful that I was able to, this many years in, kind of recreate myself in the ring too.
Okay. Well, I know those are there's a couple other questions that came through on social media, but those are some of the questions that we that you had said you didn't want to discuss and want to move forward, so we're not going to ask those questions, but we do appreciate the questions from all of our fans on social media. Ross, are you back as the operator who can switch the buttons around and get the questions from everyone who's been patiently waiting on hold?
Not yet. You're going to keep asking some of the real probing questions, and I'm trying to work this computer system, and I'll be back hopefully in about a minute or two.
This is because you have a Dell, isn't it?
It has nothing to do with that.
Maybe that's how I got out of the undead realm. I traded Ross for my exit.
Wouldn't really be a fair trade. You'd have to give up, like, Ross plus, like, a Coke machine, maybe some Skittles, a satchel, and
a Coke machine?
You know, like a vending machine. You know, in sports, I can't remember who it was. Maybe Ross will know. Someone actually got traded for a vending machine.
There's no way that happened. That's got to be just something out of Josh's imagination.
I think it happened in baseball, and I think there was another trade that included a team in Texas that gave up, that the other team that was getting the player had to pick up the concessions tab for the year. I believe that was a part of a trade negotiation.
I did remember that one time you were traded for two fungo bats.
Two what?
Fungo bats. We're talking baseball. You can Google them. You know what a fungo bat is? A fungo bat, yeah.
Madison Rain?
I don't know. Are you saying fungal? Like a mushroom?
No, fungal. F-U-N-G-O. Right now,
fungo.
Right now, Josh is Googling fungo bat. I know it.
No,
well,
I'm
if he's able to Google it. Ross, are you on dial-up internet?
Hey, Madison, girl named, Serena? C-I-R-I-N-A, is that Serena?
Maybe.
Serena Harvey on YouTube wants to know, are you going to use Killer Queen as your theme? Why the music change during your last run?
This has been a talking point in our house quite a bit over the last couple of days. It's the front runner for consideration. Why did I change it before? Because like I just said about changing myself as a competitor in the ring, like I just felt like that theme song was so appropriate for the time that it was used, but that I was trying to evolve who Madison Rain was at Impact Wrestling. I actually helped or gave some creative input on my most recent theme here at Impact, which was received well by some, but I guess mostly everyone prefers the Killer Queen song. So you'll have to stay tuned to see where we land on that.
Can you sing the chorus to your song, Killer Queen?
I'll tell you what I can sing, like, on point, is the song Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
No, that's for another day. But, yes, I think I do know most of the lyrics. No, you're not going to do anything.
If I get to, 10,000 more Instagram followers, I will post a video of you singing Shallow from A Star Is Born. Well,
it's not that bad.
Horrendous.
Excuse me?
Hey, Sammy T on YouTube wants to know, you've got the first pick on the Impact Wrestling softball roster. Who's your number one draft pick?
Sammy Callahan.
Why?
Have you ever seen him swing a bat?
I saw him take Eddie Edwards' face off.
Sammy! He's my first round draft pick.
Is it because he spits tobacco all over the place and he's vile and disgusting and he's from Ohio?
No, because I've seen him swing a bat, like I just said.
Well, I don't understand why you wouldn't pick me as the number one draft pick as the starting pitcher for the Impact Wrestling softball team.
Doug, who's your number one pick?
Who's my number one pick? Is that what you said, Ross?
Yeah.
Myself.
Okay, well, clearly you're going from eighth place. That's good.
I would be the pitcher. I would bat first because you lead off with speed. Then I'd bat cleanup because I'm also a power hitter.
Please stop.
Hey, David Hadley wants to know, also on YouTube, any chance that you'll hang up your boots? You haven't even gotten started yet. For a full-time commentary position once you retire.
That's his way of asking if anybody out there could hit your mute button for a while, Josh.
Well, I think we can. Hold on. Let me see if we can do this. See if we can bring in James Walsh. James, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Welcome.
Yes. Yeah. Hey.
All right, good. I think I muted myself there. Sorry about that. So I'm from Mesa, Arizona, by the way, the spring home of the Cubs. The
Oh, okay.
We've got mini Wrigley here. We're pretty proud of it, and I don't know why, but we are. It costs enough taxpayer money, so I guess that's why we're so proud.
Awesome. Go
first of all, welcome back, Madison Rain. We're so glad to have you back in Impact Wrestling as a fan. So glad to see you back.
Thank you. Feels good to be back.
All right, so I had the opportunity to interview you back a few months ago, back for another company, and we were talking about those videos that you did leading into Slammiversary and how fun they were. And when the news broke that you were heading back to Impact and the word creative differences came up, I, for some reason, just kept thinking of how well you did with those backstage videos and how that wasn't something that other company does. How much of a creative difference is it heading back to Impact Wrestling versus where you've been over the past couple months?
I'm not going to call it a creative difference because I've been here at Impact off and on for 10 years this year. So it's not a difference for me. It's coming back to what I know. I've said before that I love the theatrical aspect of wrestling. I love doing all of those videos leading up to Slammiversary. I loved working with the production team on all of that stuff. So in terms of my feelings getting back into that kind of stuff, I'm really excited.
Excellent. And Josh, if I can say this, I hope you feel better soon, my friend. If nobody else says it, I'll say it to you here. Hope you feel better soon.
Welcome.
See, thank you very much. Is that so hard for everyone to do, is to make me feel better on a day that I'm ill? Ross, we have more questions?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jordan from Vulturehound Magazine. How are you, Madison?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much.
So I'm really curious, you know, you've talked about how you've been in Impact for a while, you've taken some time, come back. Does Impact and the Knockouts division feel different to you this time around? Is it the more things change, the more they stay the same?
Well, with the exception, excuse me, I'm actually a bit more sick than Josh is, but he will just vocalize it more. Does it feel more different? I haven't really been back in the thick of it yet, with the exception of just a couple shows that I did last weekend, first in Dayton and then in Louisville, Kentucky. But those weren't Impact televisions where all the girls are together in the locker room. But I'm trying to remember. I don't think that a lot of faces have changed since I was here last summer. I mean, there's always a little bit of difference when talent changes, but there's always something really special about the Knockouts locker room. And you know, for me, maybe that's the fact that Gail Kim is still a part of the locker room in a different capacity now. But, you know, maybe that feels more like home for me, or maybe it's that in some of my months away from Impact, I was able to go out and do different independent shows and revisit Shimmer, where I have been wrestling for many, many years, and, you know, get to know or continue growing these relationships with the girls in the Knockouts locker room. So I don't think that it's going to feel much different for me. I think last time when I was here doing my visit, that my intention was to come back first and foremost and solely to be on commentary and give a female perspective during those Knockout matches. So I didn't come in quite as aggressively as what I planned to come in this time. But, yeah, this time it's all about business. And so for me, I don't think that the locker room is going to feel much different, but my attitude towards it may be a little bit different.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I wonder why she didn't tell me that she wished I felt better.
Hey, Madison and Josh and Ross, this is Nick Hausman from Wrestling Inc. I beeped in before Ross got dropped, and I sent questions through Josh's text, so I feel a little bad taking up time, so you're welcome to drop me.
No, it's okay.
Well, okay. Well, I have one more on top of the three that I got through Josh, I guess. I was interested what you think of Scarlett Bordeaux, and, you know, would she fit in with you and Velvet and the Beautiful People?
Scarlett's a character, and it goes back to my love for the theatrical aspect of what Impact Wrestling brings to the table. And look, I appreciate what Scarlett does for the company, in that, you know, she brings a level of sex appeal that, you know, I think that everybody in the locker room is their own version of sexy, you know, but she has no shame in, you know, showing her sex appeal, and she's a character. I mean, but she's also, from my experiences watching her or being on independent shows with her in the past, she's also an athlete. So I'm starting to wonder if maybe all of these vignettes and all of these things that we're seeing from Scarlett aren't a bit of smoke and mirrors to kind of distract all of us from the fact that she actually is a competitor in the ring.
Okay, so would she fit in with you guys and the Beautiful People? You didn't answer that part of the question.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much for the time.
Well, Josh and Madison, I think we're going to wrap it up at this point. Very interesting press pass.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, Rob.
Thanks for having me for about 30 minutes of the hour. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I guess your work day went from an hour to 30 minutes today.
Well, that's still about 12 minutes more than you.
Please.
I mean, I'm pulling my hair.
I was
at 4:50 Central Time. What were you doing then? Sleeping?
At 4:50, which would be 5:50 Eastern. I'm already 2 hours into my day, pal.
Madison,
thank
you
guys for having me. It's been great being back on the press pass with all of you. If nobody else is going to be professional from the Impact Wrestling community, I will. So thank you all for having me. It was good chatting with everybody, and I look forward to stepping back into the ring very soon here at Impact Wrestling. You guys getting it together yet? You want to say bye to everyone?
I think you did a good job of saying goodbye for us. So.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Madison, always a pleasure. Josh.
Buddy, I'll talk to you in a little while.
Sounds good. Media, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week.
Unmuted. Q&A session is over.